The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. You know, we spent a good portion of the last hour talking Michigan basketball, and rightfully so. Huge, huge victory for the Wolverines, maybe picking up a little momentum. Huge performance from Hunter Dickinson, putting the team on his back. Great support performances from Caleb Houston, Terrence Williams, 7 assists from DJ, from Devontae Jones. It was just an all-around team effort going off and getting their first quality win of the season. So hopefully they can build upon it. But that was part of what made it an amazing sports day and the best weekend of playoff football I've ever seen. It was a thrilling Saturday. Love to see the Pack get beat, right? Love to see the needling of Aaron Rodgers, Ira, because you know he doesn't like to be needled, right? You know that, right?
No, I have a question for you. Based on the verbiage that we've heard Jim Harbaugh use, is Matt LaFleur Ryan Day of the NFL? Was he born on third base? Because I don't know if you saw the stat, but through 3 years, he and Jim Harbaugh and I think it was George Seifert might have been the third one, have the most wins through 3 years as a head coach. Well, George Seifert's another guy that was born on third base in the NFL.
Absolutely.
So, but is Matt LaFleur, like, is he at some point he's going to have a chance to prove that he wasn't, right? Like, he's not always going to have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I think he's going to have him another year, though, for all those who were tap dancing on the grave of Aaron Rodgers as a Packer. I don't see it happening. Those dudes, and I was saying this to Ira in the break, you consider how he pump faked everyone into thinking that he was vaccinated when he wasn't, right? The Packers let him do it. And this is a guy who clearly they have wanted to purge for some time. If you ever wanted to stick it to Aaron Rodgers, you could really started doing it right then. But the dude is still one of the best quarterbacks in football. He may be a choke artist in the postseason.
So he's Peyton Manning, is what you're saying. He's more or less Peyton Manning.
For the most part. But here's the reason why he'll be back. And the reason why I think Tom Brady will be back. When Peyton Manning went out, he went out in victory, number one. He went out in victory. Neither of those guys is going out in victory if they were to go out right now. And then number two, they're still playing at the top of their games. Peyton Manning was an average guy. He was a passenger on that Super Bowl team.
He was a game manager, Sam.
Yeah, he didn't still have it. Those two guys are still elite. Their teams are still winning because of them, right? Still, they are still the big-time cattle. When you talk about the top guys in the NFL, you're still – Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are still prominent in that conversation. Those guys aren't going anywhere. Aaron Rodgers will be back with the Packers because they can't do better right now. It's a relationship of convenience. Like, hey, we got to have you. You're the best in the game that we can get right now. So let's try to see if we can get out of our own way. We're up at home. You could see the effect of the way you had George Kittle dropping a wide open pass early in that game. I remember watching Jimmy Garoppolo deliver two dimes early in that game, and they were both dropped. I was like, they can't play in this weather. And for somehow, some way, they hung around. Special teams and defense won that game for them. How Aaron Rodgers let that happen, how Matt LaFleur let that happen, it will be one of the things they're criticized for henceforth and forevermore, and not just because of Aaron Rodgers pump faking the world with his vaccination status. That's why he's taking so many shots right now on social media. But it was a massive choke job, right? Kudos to the San Francisco 49ers for pulling it off. Joe Burrow is serving notice that I'm next up.
He's legit.
He is absolutely legit. We were talking about this in the regular season, what he did to the Ravens, right? Joe Burrow is legit. I mean, he has he has outstanding weapons. Ja'Marr Chase, one of the best in the game. His running game is outstanding. He is a guy who is a playmaker at quarterback. He's not yet Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen, which we'll talk about coming, at least I don't think, right? He'll have an opportunity to show. Maybe he will show he's right there. I still think he's a notch below, which is why I think we're going to see Kansas City Chiefs back in the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl, right? Because he's just not quite Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen yet. But you get to yesterday, Ira, and what we saw, the Rams versus the Bucks. That was a game where the Rams, they come out, they're punching them in the mouth. And you're like, man, wait, they can't stop them running the football. Matthew Stafford is, you know, he has his team up. 49ers look out of sorts. They can't protect Tom Brady. They happen to leave Rob Gronkowski in to block. It was so bad, right? And they're on the ropes. I think it's looking like they're going to get blown out at home. And they kept chipping away. And then when it looked like the GOAT was gonna have that opportunity, we got to put our best guy. We got to put best on best. We got to put Jalen Ramsey on Mike Evans. If we're only up to two touchdowns, we don't want to put this in doubt. We don't want to give the GOAT a chance. Jalen Ramsey, hey, I'm the best out here, coach. I'm taking Mike Evans. He proceeded to get his ass whooped on national television, and this is the best in the game. But when you call, Ira, when you call for the chance to be that guy, to stop their best guy, and you get work like he got work, you got to get called out for it. Give Mike Evans credit. Give Tom Brady credit for dropping that dime. And then Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette is not the Leonard Fournette we saw in the first couple years in the league. He's not the Leonard Fournette when you talk about speed and quickness that we saw when he first came out of LSU or at LSU. He is a big bruiser. Ira called him a bully. That's exactly what he is right now as a running back. But he showed a little bit of nimbleness left on that play where he shakes a tackle in the backfield, who a free defender comes through with a clean shot. He shakes it off, bounces it outside, huge risk on fourth and short, and runs to the goal line for a touchdown, right? So now it's tie game. Matthew Stafford has an opportunity. Matthew Stafford proceeds to take his team down the field in the field goal range, throwing it to his number one receiver. How is Cooper Kupp the one to beat you? How is Cooper Kupp wide open two plays in a row? I have no idea how they allowed him to get that wide open. The clock is your friend. Make them be methodical. I am rushing three, dropping eight, Ira. Rushing three, dropping eight, and doubling Cooper Kupp. They say prevent gets you beat. Okay, you know, prevent within reason, right? You don't leave Cooper Kupp open. If someone else runs free in the second, all right. But not that guy. Not that dude. And certainly not someone running behind the defense. Like, a dude should never be able to get behind the defense when you're in prevent. How did they get to? Now, that was one, unfortunately, where, you know, they decided not to be in prevent. That was one where they decided to go all out. It's like, I mean, why are we doing the play battle of extremes here? It doesn't have to be prevent or all out blitz. I mean, you know, can we have a nice in between here? You know, can't we bracket Cooper Kupp? It was a tremendous pass by Matthew Stafford, the one that put him in field goal range. You know, that's how you handle a 2-minute drill or a 1-minute drill, Mike McCarthy. Dallas Cowboys, you want a chance to win? This is how you have a chance to win. Now, I was not living vicariously through Matthew Stafford. I don't want to see him have success. I want to see the Rams lose because it helps the Lions. And second of all, you know, all this anointing by some Lions fans. See, it was the Lions all those years. Look at what it took for Matthew Stafford to be in this position, right? Think about the defense he had. They could not freaking block Aaron Donald. I mean, as good as Ndamukong Suh was in his years in Detroit, Aaron Donald is even better. Even better. So he has to have arguably the best defensive lineman in the history of the game. You got arguably the best corner in the game. You got Von Miller out there. So think about what Matthew Stafford has on defense. And then, oh, by the way, you come over to offense, Ira. He has Cooper Kupp. He has Odell Beckham Jr. And he has DeSean Jackson, who might be, maybe he's what, 33, 34 years old. He's still one of the fastest receivers in the game. So he has more weapons. He doesn't have one receiver as good as Calvin Johnson, but the collection of weapons that he has, oh, Tyler Higbee in there too. The collection of weapons he has, some of the best in football. So I'm sorry. This talk that, see, it told you all those years, it was the Lions, not Matthew Stafford. Are you kidding me? They have put big time weapons everywhere for that dude. Like, they paid out the nose for it. He has some good weapons in Detroit, good enough to win a playoff game, right? Can you just elevate the guys around you the way we see other quarterbacks elevating the guys around him? And they just said, we'll just give him terrific weapons everywhere on both sides of the ball, and he'll get it. So I give him credit. He did make a big pass down the stretch, but it's not like you're looking at Matthew Stafford like we're looking at Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen, because those dudes serve notice. They serve notice to the NFL, to sports in general, that this back and forth, this epic battle that we witnessed yesterday, is just the beginning. I mean, this is going to be a back and forth that we see for the next decade, I think. And maybe Joe Burrow fits himself in that mix somewhere. But just big play after big play. Think about the number of times that Josh Allen ran for a first down. And then did you see the route? The route on their second to last touchdown, I can't remember the dude's name, who made the DB fall down on the corner post. Did you see it, Ira? It was a terrific route. It was like a crossover, making the defender stumble. It was like a UTEP two-step. See, Ira's old enough to know what that is. He's old enough to know what the UTEP two-step. It was the UTEP two-step on the football field. Made the defender fall wide open, touchdown, boom. Josh Allen had to do that again. He had to do that again. Folks, 5 lead changes with 2 minutes to go plus overtime. 5 lead changes. I don't know that we'll ever see that again. Theus tweets in, he said, hey, man, the offenses were at the top of their game, but not their defenses. No, I think when you have 2 elite quarterbacks playing at the top of their game, they can make good defenses look bad. If there is one criticism, I'm not criticizing the defenses in that game. If there is one criticism that I have, it is a strategy. How do you give Pat Mahomes the opportunity to put his team in field goal range? You are not coaching against Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott. See, if you're coaching against Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott, kick it in the end zone. Kick it out the end zone. They can't manage that opportunity. We've already seen it, right? But Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, different ballgame. What did he say? I think the quote was, what was the quote at the end of that game? I got to remember what it, I'll find it in the break, what Andy Reid said to Pat Mahomes. But you don't kick that ball in there, so you don't touch back that. Squib it, Ira. Get some seconds off the clock. You don't give Pat Mahomes a chance to go down the field? No. How do they get in field goal range with 14 seconds left? Cannot happen. Never should have happened. That's the one criticism I have down the stretch. Everything else, I'm cutting those defenses some slack. Because you were facing just an epic quarterback play. Epic quarterback play. And it was a pleasure to watch, even though I didn't have a dog in the fight. Hoping one day I can see my team play on that stage, play at that level. But for them not to be there and enjoy yesterday as much as I did, Mr. Weintraub, I got to thank the NFL, thank the football gods. And I'm not one of those people that is really complaining about the overtime rules. I don't remember people complaining. How about this, speaking up for the Green Bay Packers? You remember when the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl on an overtime TD versus the Packers? I know your wife remembers it. I remember that. Would it have been great to see both teams get an opportunity in overtime? Sure, it would have been. But I come back to never should have been in that position. 50 yards in 14 seconds or something like that? Never should have happened. You can't allow that. Can't get an opportunity for a field goal with 14 seconds left. Not against that quarterback and that head coach. Again, do it against the Dallas Cowboys, dude. It one play. You know what, Ira? They might not have even gotten the first playoff. They would have committed a penalty or something. The clock would have ran out. That's how inept the quarterback or the leadership is with the Cowboys. You're putting all the futility of the Green Bay Packers on Aaron Rodgers. They had Mike McCarthy as a coach, right? But then we're seeing that now. I think we're seeing how hamstrung Aaron Rodgers was. One day I hope my team is in that position, though. That was thrilling. Best playoff day ever. Ever. It leads to the best playoff weekend ever as well. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider. As we get to this break, though, I want to remind you, our friends at Alta Equipment, Michigan fans, they have a message for you. You're in the market for compact construction equipment. You think the fall or the summer, the only time where you can get great deals? Not the case. Not when you're dealing with Alta Equipment, Michigan's number one dealer when it comes to compact construction equipment, with 7 locations throughout Michigan. They can meet your needs, people. All you got to do is go in, check them out, tell them you want to check out their Takeuchi equipment, because they're the certified Takeuchi dealer throughout Michigan. With Takeuchi, you get maximum power and durability with minimum downtime and consistently high production. And construction companies know with Alta Equipment, you get a commitment to support and service. So you should know it as a consumer as well. They are the best in the Midwest. And right now, Takeuchi Equipment can start working for you with 0% financing for 48 months on compact track loaders. Alta Equipment with 7 locations again throughout Michigan. Give them a call at 844-GO-2-ALTA. That's 844-GO-2-ALTA and tell them Sam sent you. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.